This is Skip Mancini. It's summer on the high plains and the temperature's rising above the horizon. It's a good time to get in the shade and listen to Growing on the High Plains. To continue the saga of growing fresh fruit on the high plains, I thought we might visit a bit about a hardy native to the area that's best known for the jelly and jam made from its juice. Prunus augustifolia is known by two common names. The first, sandhill plum, tells you what kind of soil they like. The second, Chickasaw plum, lets you know the small rosy fruits have been a dietary treat for people of the Great Plains for centuries. In fact, naturalist William Bartram, traveling through the Carolinas, Georgia, and Florida in 1791, wrote of seeing the Chickasaw plum growing in cultivated areas around old Indian plantations. Since the plant was not native to the area, he surmised that it was brought by the Chickasaws from the southwest and passed the Mississippi River into the southeast. A USDA checklist of native and naturalized trees cites the plum's geographic range as being from Nebraska to Texas and from eastern Colorado and New Mexico to Louisiana. Early settlers prized the rare presence of fruit on the plains, and many kept a ready supply during winter months by storing unripened plums in their grain bins. Modern-day sand plum fans prefer to keep our winter supply in the form of indescribably delicious jelly and jam. The juice of the sandhill plum makes up a gorgeous ruby-colored spread that has a unique sweet tart taste. Sunday morning on the prairie with hot biscuits and sand plum jelly is a High Plains ritual that can rival the finest big city brunch. If you'd like to grow sandhill plums, you'll find three ways to add them to your yard or garden. You can start them from the pits of existing plums if you have lots of time and patience. Or you can transplant them from existing thickets, with permission from the owner, of course. Or you can order from state extension services, but be advised that the extension plants are available with certain restrictions. They must be used in the development of wildlife thickets or shelter belts, and are usually available in lots of 50 plants. And if transplanting, be prepared to dig some deep holes, as even the extension seedlings come with 18 to 24 inch roots. Sandhill plums will grow from 4 to 6 feet high in most areas, but will find extra growth if extra water and nutrients are provided. Depending on their geographic location, they ripen anywhere from late June through August. The plums will keep and ripen after picking, but only if kept cool. If you're going on a picking expedition in the wild, be sure not to leave your bounty in a hot car for any length of time. Best to take along a cooler or ice chest for storage. And if you're planning to make jelly with your harvest, it's important to include some plums on the green side. This will increase the pectin content and improve the chances of coming up with good jelly. And if you'd like a second opinion on your sandhill plum jelly efforts, just give me a call. I'll put a pan of biscuits in the oven.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and produced by Skip Mancini.